He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace, peace, and mercy be multiplied unto you from God our Father, and from our risen Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for our hearing this morning is the reading from Acts, with emphasis on these verses. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. What a day at the office it was. Preaching a sermon, reaching out to the lost sheep, visiting the sick, and standing up in defense of the Christian faith. For John and for Peter, it had been quite a rough day or so. And we complain at times when there's meetings that go too long, or maybe someone drops into our office unannounced simply to bend our ear. You might recall, dear Christian friends, that John and Peter were heading off to church one afternoon simply for prayer, and outside, who should be there but a crippled beggar begging for money? Well, finding their pockets empty, Peter and John offered the cripple something more valuable than even silver or gold. They healed him in the name of Jesus Christ. And yes, even though the healing was important, something more happened that day. Faith was created in that man. Faith in Jesus Christ. A priceless faith, a saving faith that was offered and received. Not only that, many others around Jerusalem that day had heard and witnessed about this great miraculous sign and this wonder that had happened. And they too were brought to saving faith, salvation, in the name of Jesus Christ as well that day. Thousands of people. But there were others who heard the news and were not impressed in the least. In fact, they outright rebelled and rejected Jesus from Nazareth, who was supposedly raised from the dead. They didn't want to hear about Jesus, and they didn't want anyone else to hear about him as well. These two pastors were intolerant. They were insensitive in the eyes of the Sanhedrin and in the eyes of the chief priests and the leaders. They were viewed as incorrect. And so the Sanhedrin interrogated them and afterwards threw them in jail just for an evening stay. However, the next day, these two pastors continued to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. It was from that point then that the chief priests and the elders sort of had their hands tied. They didn't know what to do with these two because they just could not shut up. And John and Peter even said, "How can we do this? We must go out and preach this news of what we have seen and what we have heard, what we have witnessed with our own eyes and with our own ears." They would not cease preaching and doing the work in the name of Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And yet, no matter how loudly these men snorted and growled at these Christian pastors, Peter and John simply needed to speak the word. That's what they were sent to do, apostles of the Lord, to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep on Good Friday, only to take it up again on Easter morning. It is this Jesus Christ alone who grants eternal Easter life to all who will hear and believe in his name. This is what the two pastors then went back and reported to all the other believers who were gathered together, and what joy it brought to them in that congregation of believers. And after that, they all raised up their voices in one song, giving praise and thanksgiving to God their Creator. However, take note what they didn't pray for in that prayer. There were no words of condemnation or indignation against the enemies of the gospel. But rather, these Christians prayed to the Lord a part of Psalm 2. In a paraphrase, they were praying out, "Why, O Lord, do enemies even try to come up against you? It is only futile." Anything, dear Christian friends, that is an enemy of the gospel is only going to find its end in uselessness. It will never come to fruition. Their prayer continued as they also asked them for help. They prayed that the Lord would fill them with even greater boldness to go out and preach the saving gospel of Jesus Christ as they were going out to reach the lost sheep in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Almighty, but also that the Lord would continue to perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. The Lord indeed heard their prayers, and he answered it in the affirmative as the place they were in began to shake, and all were filled with the Holy Spirit to speak the word of God boldly. What a day at the office! Law and gospel preaching, people hearing the word and receiving Jesus Christ as the Savior, prayer and fellowship with other Christians, and all of this done in the name of Jesus Christ, for his honor and for his glory alone. And dear Christian friends, God continues to answer that prayer prayed 2,000 years ago. The prayer spoken in faith that the Lord would continue to do miraculous signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. And he does so, for the Lord would not nor he could not do anything other than that. And the Lord Almighty continues to do these things through his Christian church here on earth, through word and sacrament, through preaching and reading the Bible in the name of Jesus Christ, administering the sacraments, receiving them as we are privileged as Christians to do so. And God also uses us as his humble instruments. Whether you aspire to be a pastor or whether you are a layman or a laywoman, we have the privilege of doing the Lord's work in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan is the archenemy. He will never, ever stop trying to hinder the work of the gospel and the ministry of the church. And you who are going out to your parishes, just remember that. The devil will always be on your back, always trying to foul things up. And yet Jesus Christ is always in complete control. Satan, the archenemy, shakes and shivers in fear every time there is a baptism and another child of God is brought into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Satan trembles in terror whenever he hears the words of institution spoken and God's people receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. Then there are others of you out there who are also God's redeemed and beautiful people who will not be pastors. And yet, nonetheless, God uses you as well. For instance, Satan must stop up his ears and he runs in terror when he hears the Lord's Prayer upon the lips of little children or any of God's children, no matter what your age may be. Satan, though he continues to rant and rage and snort against Jesus Christ, his pastors, and the Christian church, the devil knows all too well what we also know and believe, namely that Jesus Christ is in complete control of everything. And though the devil continues to try to hinder the work of the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ continues to perform miraculous signs and wonders through his word and his sacraments. Therefore, Christian friends, like Christians 2,000 years ago, this is what gives us confidence. Tomorrow, you first-year men will receive license. You will have demonstrated that you know enough and that you've learned enough about worship and learning how to write sermons that you'll be licensed to go out and preach. Many of you are going out on vicarages to serve the Lord in congregations. And there are others of you who are heading out to your own parishes where you will serve the Lord and love his people, all in the name of Jesus. Just like those Christians 2,000 years ago who were gathered in prayer, it is Jesus Christ and his power and his guidance that gives us confidence as we go forth to serve the Lord, no matter where we are or who we may be. It is always in the name of Jesus. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. May this peace which surpasses all our human understanding keep and guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.